Lord, we thank you for your goodness to us. We've had a good lunch, and we've been blessed in so many ways. We say thank you.
主啊，我们感谢您的粮食，因为我们有一个好的午餐，我们有很多其他的方面也变得越来越好，我们非常感恩。
Well, now, Lord, we're going to turn to the Word of God again, and we pray that you will teach us in such a way as to encourage our hearts and strengthen us in the weakness that we have here in this life.
主啊，当我们展现您的话的时候，求您帮助我们加强我们的心，让我们在这样一个有压力的社会里，这一生里加强我们。
Bless each of us today, we pray. Watch over us for good.
请赐福给我们每一个人，让我们给我们每一个人良善，我们祷告。
And cause us to understand and to live the great truths of God.
这样呢，可以让我们理解和理解神的真理。
And we ask this now and give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些奉献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, good to be with you all today. Back to the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2, 3, 4, 5. Chapter
5. 1
Thessalonians, chapter 5.
很高兴看到大家，我们翻到《提斯罗尼迦前书》的第五章。
The book of 1 Thessalonians is a slightly different kind of a book, a very encouraging book.
因为这个《提斯罗尼迦书》呢是一个有点不一样的书，但是它是一个给我们鼓励的。
The truth of God came to them through the Apostle Paul and those traveling with him, but only for a short time.
神的真理通过那个使徒保罗和使徒保罗的随行的人传到他们，但是使徒保罗只和他们待在一起的时间很短。
And their problem was that shortly after trusting the Lord, they fell into great trouble. Lots of problems.
当时帖撒罗尼迦的问题是，当他们刚开始信主不久，他们就有了很多的问题，有一大堆问题在他们身上。
And they were very strong for God in their times of persecution, which was a great encouragement to them, but also to the Apostle Paul.
实际上呢，当他们在那个被迫害的时候呢，他们非常坚强，这是一个对他们自己来说是一个极大的鼓舞，对使徒保罗说也是一个极大的鼓舞。
And so he wrote them to tell them about the three key things in their lives, their faith, their love, and their hope.
实际上呢，使徒保罗给他们写了一个信，在他们人生中呢，一个三件关键的事儿，就是他们的信心、他们的爱和他们的盼望。
Their faith was proven by the fact that they had persecution and they still believed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他们的信心被证明了，在他们受迫害的时候呢，他们仍然相信我们的主耶稣基督。
And their love was proven by the fact that they continued in those times of difficulties, both to love the Lord and one another and the Apostle Paul.
他们的爱也被证明了，在他们受迫害的时候呢，他们继续的爱主，也爱他们自己，也爱使徒保罗。
And the third theme in the book is their hope. Faith, love, and hope.
第三个主题呢，就是他们的盼望，信心、爱、盼望。
And so these are put together on several occasions through the books of Thessalonians, but chapter 1 and verse 3 talks about your work of faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope.
因为这样事情呢，在帖撒罗尼迦书里把他们联系起来，在帖撒罗尼迦书第一章第三节里说呢，你们的信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的苦，因盼望我们在主耶稣基督里所存的忍耐。So
the question is, what is the foundation of our hope?
问题是我们盼望的基石是什么呢？
And the foundation is that in spite of preliminary problems, persecutions, troubles, in spite of this, we get to be carried up to heaven in the rapture, and the real problems that come on the earth later, we will not be part of.
实际上这个盼望的基石呢，就是说尽管现在和前面我们所受的迫害、受的痛苦，但是最终的时候呢，我们会教会会被提到空中与主相会。当时在地球上要发生很多可怕的事情，这个盼望呢，就是我们那些可怕的事情跟我们没有关系，那是真的问题，就是。And
therefore, you get at the end of chapter 4, the lovely verse 18, therefore encourage each other with these words.
这样的话呢，因此在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第四章第十八节里说呢，这里有一个极大的鼓舞，所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰或者安慰。What
are the words? The words are very simple, and that is that Jesus is going to call us to heaven before the judgment that he brings on the world.
这个话是什么呢？这话其实很简单，就是主耶稣基督会把我们带回天上去，然后呢，我们就和地球上，在地球上有大的灾难的时候。And
therefore, there are two kinds of trouble or judgments in the world.
这里呢，有两类不同的问题和审判在地球上。
The first is the persecution that many Christians have in the world. They get it from other people. They get it from the devil himself.
因为第一个呢，就是基督徒所说的迫害，这些迫害是从其他的人来的，也是从恶魔他自己来的。
But the far more serious problems are the actual judgments of God against the sin of the world.
实际上那个更严重的问题就是神来审判地球上的罪。
And so the two kinds have got to be kept in mind. The former is the persecution of the Christian by the people and the devil in the world. The second is the judgment of God against the Christ rejectors in the world.
所以在你的大脑里要记住这两件事。第一件呢，就是前面讲的，基督徒在这个世界上所受的迫害，这些迫害是从其他人和撒旦来的。另一类呢，就是神的审判，神的审判对地球上那些拒绝我们的主耶稣基督人的人带来的最终审判。
The first is bad and difficult, but the second is far worse.
因为第一，前面呢是有点难，也是不好的。但是呢，后面一种呢，那是远远的超过我们想象的糟。The
first is what the Christian will experience and be richly rewarded for. The second, he will not be involved in, but the judgment of God will fall on the wicked.
因为实际上第一类呢，就是我们基督徒，我们所要忍受的那些迫害呢，最终呢，我们会因此得到奖赏。第二类呢，就是这些人神在他们的身上施行的审判是对那些恶人的审判。And
consequently, the Christian is full of hope.
所以结果呢，基督徒呢，充满了盼望。
Now back to chapter 5 and verse 1, just to quickly catch up to where we were last week.
现在我们回到《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章第一节，就回到我们上个星期接上去。
It says, now, brothers, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you.
弟兄说弟兄们论到时候日期不用写信给你。
And the reason is because when times get difficult, God will take us away. So we don't have to worry about that. It's not our plan to figure out what God is going to do tomorrow, because we know that we get to go to heaven.
所以这个呢，不就是神不愿告诉我们，是在这个大麻烦大问题来之前，神会把我们带到天上去。所以我们现在呢，不用去关心啊，明天神会做什么，因为最终我们会上去天堂的。
And so verse 2 says, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night.
第二节说，因为你们自己明明晓得主的日子来到，好像夜间的贼一样。
And this is a time of judgment for the Christ rejectors.
这就是那个时间要来的，对那些拒绝主耶稣基督人的审判。
Verse 3, while people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come upon them suddenly, as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape.
第三节说，人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸忽然临到他们，如同产难临到怀胎的妇人一样，他们绝不能逃脱。
And so as you go through this section, you will find some distinctions and you must keep them in mind. There are things that are going to happen to us as brothers. There are things that are going to happen to them as Christ rejectors. Make sure when you're reading that you acknowledge the difference between us and them.
你在纽约读的时候，那两件事情你要把它区别开来。一类呢，就是我们的弟兄姊妹，我们信主耶稣基督；另一类呢，他就是拒绝主耶稣基督的。这两件事不同的，发生在他们身上和发生在我们身上的事是绝对不一样的。
Okay, verse 4, but you, brothers, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief.
第四节说，弟兄们呢，你们却不在黑暗里，叫那日子临到你们像贼一样。
When the Lord Jesus Christ comes back for us, he's not coming to rob us, he's coming to reward us.
所以当主耶稣基督来的时候呢，他不是来打劫我们，他是来给我们奖赏。
So we're not concerned about the judgment of God that's going to come, because what comes for us is the rewards of God.
所以我们不用去担心神的审判来到这里，因为我们要得到的是神来的奖赏。
All right, verse 5. You are all sons of the light and sons of the day.
这第五节说，你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子。
So, the distinction again. Us, we live in the day. Them, they live in the darkness and in the night. Because we're children of the day, the Lord Jesus will come and take us away. Because they are children of the night, the judgment will come. That great day of the Lord will come upon them in the night. So, we've got the light, they've got the darkness. We've got the day, they've got the night, and it will include not our day, it will include not their day, it will include the day of the Lord.
所以这个呢，就是再次出现这个区别在这里。我们呢是光明之子，是白昼之子，他们呢是黑夜之子，是幽暗之子。所以我们有光，我们是有白天，他们是有黑暗。所以呢这些白天和黑暗呢，不光是说包括说他们和我们，所以最终呢是在主的日子来的时候，这些都要出来。
So verse says, so then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but it let us be alert and self-controlled.
第六节说，所以我们不要睡觉， 像别人一样，总要警醒谨守。
So we got the us and the them again. They are asleep in the darkness of the night. We, by the grace of God, must be awake in the light of the day. And soon the Lord will come for us to take us to heaven. Soon the Lord will descend upon them in the night with the punishment of a thief and the punishment of a judge.
所以呢,我们是光明之子,所以我们在晚上我们也要警醒,我们不要睡觉,他们是属黑暗的,他们在睡觉,然后这个是主来的时候呢,会把我们带到天上去,然后主的审判呢,又会在他们身上去审判他们的罪。
So verse 7 says, for those who sleep, sleep at night. And those who get drunk at night.
第七节说,因为睡的人是在夜间睡,醉的人是在夜间醉。
What's the problem in the world?
这个世界的问题是什么呢?
And the answer is they're asleep.
答案是他们在睡觉。
Don't they realize what's going on?
他们知道有什么事情发生吗?
The answer is no, they don't realize what's going on.
答案是不对,他们不知道到底发生了什么。
They're asleep in the night. What about the Christian?
他们在晚上睡觉, 那基督徒是什么样的呢?
Now he's not asleep. He knows what's going on.
基督徒并没有...
He's read 1 Thessalonians. He knows that the Lord is coming to take him to heaven and he's going to punish the others and he's smart enough to realize that because God's enlightened him and he says, I believe in Jesus. My hope is in the rapture.
所以呢,实际上基督徒呢,他们知道是什么,他们并不是在夜间睡觉,他们在读提斯能家书,他们知道神让我们把我们里面的光点亮了,他说我们基督徒,我们是有盼望的,我们盼望是在那教会被提的时候。
And the others are asleep to the point where they're acting like drunk men.
其他的人呢,他们实际上他们睡了,睡得就像一个醉了酒的人那样。
The reason a man gets drunk is that he can forget the reality around him. He wants to live in an artificial world rather than a real world. And that's why he goes out and gets drunk.
所以呢,那个醉酒的人呢,他是忘不了这个真实世界的人,所以他想喝醉,喝醉了以后在他自己一个想象的世界里,这样呢,他可以忘掉这个真实的世界,所以他就喝醉了。
Alright, and so we're back to us again in verse 8. But since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled, putting on, excuse me, putting on faith and love as a breastplate and putting on the hope of salvation as a helmet.
第八节再次来到关于我们的,但我们既然属于白昼,应当谨守把信和爱当作护胸,尽遮胸,把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。Why
do we live faith and love? In order that we be strong for God.
我们为什么要活在信心和爱里呢?这样我们可以在神里变得坚强。How
do we keep from being in despair? We hope in the Lord Jesus, we think about the salvation that he is going to be bringing us.
因为我们为什么我们不绝望呢?就是因为我们可以有盼望,盼望就是主给我们带来的救恩。
And so verse 9 says, for God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以第九节继续说,因为神不是预定我们受刑乃,是预定我们基督我们的主耶稣基督得救。Therefore,
verse 10, he died for us, so that whether we are awake or alive or asleep, that word here means though we be dead, we will live together with him.
第十节说他替我们死，叫我们无论醒着睡着，睡着在这里说就是死了，都与他同活。
So this could be very, very confusing as you read it, unless you remember those distinctions.
所以呢，你读这些的时候，你会变得越来越被混淆，除非你记得他们之间的区别。
A totally different program for us and for them.
所以完全不同的项目对我们来说。对那些人来说
A totally different environment for us and them because we have the light of God and they choose to walk in darkness just like sleeping and being drunk.
现在在我们同样是两种完全不同的环境，我们有神的光在这里，但是我们生活在白昼，他们是完全生活在选择，走在黑暗里，就像他们睡了和喝醉了那样。
Consequently, we live in hope, and they live in despair to the point of surrounding themselves in darkness and ignorance.
因为实际上呢，我们是生活在盼望里，他们生活在绝望里，最后呢，是在他们的无知和黑暗里。
And lastly, verse 11, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing.
第十一节说，所以你们该彼此劝慰，互相建立，正如你们素常所行的。
So, the question is, could the Christian get discouraged?
所以问题是，基督徒能够失去勇气吗？
And the answer is yes, because there are difficulties along the way.
所以呢，这个答案是是的，因为他们在长的基督徒的行走中间有很多的困难。
They may suffer problems or persecution in the family. They may suffer problems or persecution in the workplace. They may suffer it in the neighborhood. The world is going to inflict tribulation.We know that.
所以他们可能在家里有麻烦或者受到破坏，或者在工作的单位里有麻烦受到破坏，或者在他们的邻里里面和整个社区里受到破坏有麻烦。所以呢，这我们知道这个破坏和麻烦它是一定会来的。
But our encouragement is twofold. First of all, that during the time of trouble, the Lord will be with us.
所以呢，我们的盼望呢有两个方面。第一个呢，就是说，在我们的困难和麻烦里的时候，主与我们同在。
And in that sense, he will save us in the midst of the problem.
所以从这个方面来说，他在我们正在的困难中会拯救我们。
And then, of course, after that comes the time of judgment, and then the Lord will save us out of the problem.We won't be in it at all. The problems down here will be up here.
然后呢，到审判来的时候呢，主耶稣基督会把我们救出这个麻烦。我们不会当在这下面，我们是出了这个麻烦，我们是在天上跟主在一起。
Now that truth is very encouraging. Get excited about it.
所以呢，这个呢。真理呢是对我们极大的鼓舞，你要为此而感到兴奋。
Sometimes we sing the old Gaither hymn that says simply, get all excited, gonna tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King, and we get excited, it's so wonderful.
在这些一些老的赞美诗里呢，我们说呢，我们非常感到非常兴奋，我们为什么要兴奋呢？主耶稣基督是王，所以我们要把这很兴奋的把这个消息告诉每一个人。
Alright, so I'm going to stop now for questions because it's important that we realize the us and the them and the fact that God is going to treat us differently than he's going to treat them.
因为这个地方呢是一个好的地方停下来问问题，因为这个呢对我们和他们来说是 怎么样的一个区别，神对我们是给出什么样的环境，给他们是什么样的环境，所以大家有这方面的问题可以问。
Any questions on this?
有任何的问题关于这个方面？
Many people will try to confuse you. Don't be confused. Keep it simple.
所以很多人呢，他想把你搞糊涂，所以你不要被他搞糊涂，这个就简简单单就行了。
Any other comment?
也没有其他的想法和问题。
All right, let's carry on with the next section.
所以我们进到下一部分来。
Having determined the reasons for our faith and our love and our hope, what do we do? And verse 12 says, Now we ask you, brothers, respect those who work hard among you,who are over you in the Lord and who admonish you.
因为我们有了这样的一个信心盼望爱和盼望定义和下面什么呢第十二节弟兄们我们劝你们敬忠那在你们中间劳苦的人就是在主里治理你们劝诫你们的。
So what do you do when somebody admonishes you and tells you I'm awfully sorry you are wrong.
所以呢你对那样的人你怎么说呢有些人呢他来跟你说哎呀太对不起了你完全错了。
Many people get very angry at that point.
所以很多人呢
say, Go ahead.
Yeah, 很多人呢感到极其愤怒他们说。
They say, listen, you shouldn't be saying that about me. No.Don't be disrespectful. If somebody is bold enough to say that is wrong, you must be humble enough to not only agree with them, but you must respect them. And you must acknowledge that the Lord sent them.
实际上呢，对那样的人呢，他们有足够的胆量来指出你的错误，说你错这错那错了。你不要感到愤怒你要去尊重他们你要去接受不光是同意他还是接受他对你的劝诫因为这是主来跟你这样说的。
I've got a friend whose father asked him to cut the lawn.
因为我们有一个朋友他的父亲叫他去剪草。
He didn't do a very good job and his father said, you know,You didn't really do a very good job when you were cutting the lawn.
所以他们在那个剪草剪得不好，所以他父亲跟他说，你知道吗？你剪的草剪得并不好。
He didn't respect his father.
所以他不尊重他的父亲。
And I know that because my friend told me the story 60 years after it happened.
我知道那个为什么我知道呢因为60年以后我的朋友仍然在讲这件事。
60 years after he did it because his father dared to say to him, you didn't do a very good job when you cut the lawn. You could have done better. You should have done better. You knew better. And he's held that bitterness in his heart for 60 years.
所以60年以后他仍然记得因为他父亲跟他说的你剪草剪得不好你可以本可以剪得更好的因为他父亲这样的训斥在他心里60年来一直有这样的苦毒。
Now don't be like that.
不要去像那样的个人。
What should he have done?
他应该怎么做呢
Should have gone back and cut the lawn properly.
他应该再回去把草剪好就行了。
Probably would have taken him another 20 minutes to fix the errors.
可能就只需要再花25分钟就可以把这整个草剪好。
Instead of solving the problem in 20 minutes, he's let it fester for 60 years.
因为他并没有说用20分钟去解决问题而是让这样的东西在他心里存了60年。
The response ability of the Father is to train and to discipline the children, to tell them what they're doing that's right is right, and to tell them what they're doing is wrong is wrong.
所以呢，一个父亲的职责呢，就是去劝诫和训练他们的孩子。他的孩子就是说什么样做是对的，做对了就是做对了，做错了就做错了。Okay,
now in this particular instance, the problem is that the life of the Thessalonian Christians was difficult.
所以呢，在这里呢，为什么这么讲呢？就是在当时的帖撒罗尼迦人的他们的人生里是非常难的。Okay,
whose fault was that?
这谁的错呢？
Some people would be wise enough to say, well, God allowed it. This must be his fault.
所以呢，有些人呢，他认为他自己很聪明，他说神允许了这个，可能是神的错。
And some people would be foolish enough to say, well, it's really Paul's fault because he told us about the gospel and he told us it was going to be bad, but frankly, I think it's worse than he told us.
所以呢，有些人说呢，可能是使徒保罗的错，因为是他告诉我们这样去做的，所以呢，他肯定是犯最大错的那个。
And other people could say, you know, the problem is the brothers who are over us, the elders in our assembly, they're not doing a very good job. If they did it right, we wouldn't have these problems. That's what they're saying.
因为其他的另一类人，就是可能是在这个教会里一些其他的弟兄或者是长老做错的事情，如果他们没做正确了，可能就不会是这样的。这就是我们现在面临的问题。Paul
is saying, remember now, the Lord told you and I told you, you're going to have persecutions, and the problem is not the elders, it's not your mother, it's not your family, the problem is God allowed this for your good, but he allowed it. You sit back and relax, and you be encouraged by the fact that he's going to take you to heaven one day.
因为实际上呢，使徒保罗跟他们说呢，就是说你们要受到迫害，那是肯定的，是必然的，所以你们不要觉得这是个是这个错那个错，你们自己都要因为神允许这样的患难在你们生活中是为了你们的好，把你们建立更多的信心，所以你们这应该是在这里你们应该放松，因为主最终会来把你们带到天上去。
So verse 13 says, hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other.
第三节说,愿因他们所做的公义,爱心格外尊重他们,你们也要彼此和睦。
You got problems?
有问题吗? Yep. 是。
Whose problem is it?
谁的问题?
Your mother's? Are they the cause? Your brother, your sister, your friend, your uncle? Those over you in the assembly, where's the problem come from? The Lord allows it, the devil sends it. And you say, Lord, you're big enough to overcome it.
因为这个问题是哪来的呢？是你的弟兄的问题吗？是姐妹的问题吗？是你叔叔的问题吗？是你周围的人的问题吗？所以是神允许的，那个撒旦他送来的。所以这样的问题，你们自己要那个神是足够大。
Can I warn you? Don't blame others for your problem.
所以我要提醒大家，就是说不要去为了你的问题去责怪他人。Especially
don't blame others for being bold enough to tell you that you've got a problem.
所以特别的呢，是不要去为那些要尊重那些他告诉你。
But it's more serious than that.
但是有时候,
That's the next verse. And it says, we urge you, brothers, warn those who are idle. Encourage the timid. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone.
下面第十四节是我们又劝弟兄们,你紧接着,
Whose responsibility is it to correct the other person.
所以是谁的职责去纠正其他的人呢?
Yours. Don't leave all the responsibility for correction with mommy and daddy.
不要把那些职责都留给父亲和母亲。
If you have two children, and one of them is beating up the other, you would expect one of their brothers to step in and say, don't you beat my sister up like that.
你有两个孩子，如果一个打另一个，你会希望其中一个站出来说，不要打我的妹妹，就像那样的方式。If
anyone is doing wrong, you point it out to them. You say, if I point it out, they'll get mad at me.
所以如果有谁做错了事呢，你指出来。你说如果我指出来，他会生气。
Okay, if the oversight points it out, they'll get mad at the oversight. Will that be good or bad?
所以如果那个监督层的指出来，他们会生监督层的气，这是好还是坏的？
Would you rather that the person who's doing the bad thing get mad at you or get mad at the oversight?
所以你希望这个人做错的事儿，他向你生气，还是向那个监督层的生气，管理层？
It's a good question, isn't it?
这是个好的问题，是不是？
And so something goes wrong. Don't wait. We had a little rule in our house. I didn't know anything about it. But this was the rule in our house. When we did something bad, our mother said, don't do that now.
所以呢，不要去等，赶紧等那个问题继续发酵。 在我们家里有一个原则，一个原则呢，当我们做错的什么事情的时候，我的妈妈说不要再做那件事儿。She
didn't say your father's the boss around here, and when he gets home, you'll be in deep trouble.
她并不是说你爸爸是家里的老板，当他回来的时候，你一刻就有大麻烦。She
said, "I'm going to tell you what's wrong. We'll correct it right now. And when your father gets home, he's going to be happy, and so will you."
因为实际上他说我现在就要指出你的问题，把你的问题解决。当你爸爸回来的时候呢，他会感到很高兴。Are
there problems in the Christian life? Yes.
基督徒的人生里有问题吗？是。Will
there be persecution in the Christian life? Yes, the Thessalonians knew that.
因为在基督徒人生里有迫害吗？是的，提出人家的人，他们知道。Who's
got to correct the problem? Well, the overseers who are over them, they've got to do it, but the other Christians have got to do it too.
谁来纠正这些问题，指出这些错误呢？那些监督层是会做，但其他的基督徒呢，也要指出来，也要去做。So
how do we relate to one another? Verse 14, four things we do. Number one, we warn those who are idle.
因为在第十四节有四件事情我们就要做。第一件呢是警戒不守规矩的人。A
lot of people just never get around to work for the things of God. Warn them. Speak to them.
如果人呢，他不去做神的工呢，那怎么说呢？你去跟他说，去警告他。And
you encourage the timid. There are very many people who say, you know, I'm afraid. You encourage them. You help them.
所以呢，你去勉励那些灰心的人。有些人说我很灰心，而你去勉励他，你鼓励他。You're
to help the weak.
因为你要扶助软弱。Not
just the fearful. Yeah, you encourage the fearful. You help the weak. And lastly, you're patient with everybody.
所以有些人呢害怕他们软弱，你怎么样呢？你去扶助他们。最终呢，你也要向众人忍耐。
Why?
为什么?
Because we get to go to heaven pretty soon. The Lord's going to come. The trumpet of God will sound. We're going up. When we get there, we'll be with Jesus. And it'll be the marriage supper of the Lamb. And it'll be rewards day. And it's going to be all so wonderful. Encourage people now. Tell them about these wonderful things.
为什么呢？我们马上就要去天了。我们很快。 很快呢，神的号角就吹响了，吹响了。我们在天上要享受那种羔羊的婚宴的喜乐，我们要一切的，我们在天上要得奖赏。所以呢，你要去告诉你周围的人，你鼓励他们，勉励他们。Now,
what about all the problems that happen in the world? Verse 15, make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong. The easiest thing for the human heart is to say, and when I get a chance, I'm going to treat you the same way you treated me, mister. I'll get back at you. No, that's not God's way. Make sure that we never return wrong for wrong. Always try to be kind to each other and to everyone else. Be kind.
彼此相待或待众人要常追求良善。
I had a long talk on this subject with one of my friends once. He was very, very angry with the way some people had treated him.
我和我的一个朋友在这里有一场很长的交谈，因为有他的一个朋友对他不公。
He said to me, if I meet that person, I said to him, is that what you're going to do? Or when you meet him, would you like to tell him that Jesus loves him? And you'd be happy if he could go to heaven.
你呢？我说你会这么去对他吗？你再碰到他们，你会说主爱你。如果你爱主，你会进天堂。你会这样去跟他说吗？
Oh yeah, he says, I guess that'd be better.
他说我认为那可能更好。
Okay, pray for those who persecute you and despitefully use you. Pray for them. Help them. Tell them about Jesus.
所以呢，为那些迫害你的、诅咒你的人祷告，告诉他们关于我们的主耶稣基督。
All right, so those are... The question is, in the difficulties of life, what are you going to do?
这就是所有的这个问题呢，就是在人生的困苦中，你会怎么做？
Number one, you hope in the glory of the rapture and the deliverance from the judgment that will be on this earth or the judgment of hell that will follow.
因为第一个呢，你要在这个盼望里面，这是什么样的一个盼望？就是我们那种荣耀的被提在天上去，你从神的审判里被救出来，或者是说那些人跟着他们的罪，进到审判里面呢
？What else are you gonna do? You're gonna be thankful for, and you're gonna honor those who are bold enough to correct you and say, you know, in this instance, you are wrong.
那你会怎么做呢？你要非常感恩，你要感谢那些足够大胆的人给你指出来说你这么做是错了的那样的。And
what else are you going to do?
那么其他的你可以做什么呢？
And you know the answer. You're going to pray.
你知道答案，你应该去祷告。
That's the only way the Thessalonians are going to make it through the day. And so you get now a number of verses 16 down through verse 24, a delightful explanation of prayer.
所以呢，就是说你下面从16节，16节一直到24节，这里是一个非常令人欣慰的祷告。
When it hurts more, what do you do?
当你感到越来越痛的时候，你怎么做？
You pray more.
然后你更多的祷告。Okay.
And you say, I'm gonna keep on praying. So, verse 16 says, be joyful always.
所以你说是的，我都要保持祷告。第16节说要常常喜乐。
Verse 17 says, pray continually.
第17节说不住的祷告。
So when I was a little boy, I used to think that you get prizes for the number of verses you memorized. So I used to say, I'd like to memorize those two verses because they're both pretty short. What does pray continually mean? And it means you keep on praying and you keep on praying and you keep on praying. We have a word in English which is everywhere. What's the word everywhere mean?
任何地方是什么意思?
Well, frankly, it means it doesn't matter where you go. It's the same. Everywhere.
因为这个坦赛的时候,就不管你到哪里去, 它都是一样的。
And this word, pray continually, doesn't really mean everywhere, but it does mean every when.
所以呢,这个不住的祷告呢,并不是意味着任何地方,就是任何时候。
Okay, now we don't have that word in English. The only person who ever uses that word in English is me. Because it explains it pretty well. Every when. That's basically what it means in the original language. So you'd pray when the sun shines and you'd pray when it's dark. And you'd pray in a good day and you'd pray in a bad day. And you'd pray when you do something important and you'd pray when you do something irrelevant. And it wouldn't matter what you do or how and when you do it, you'd pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. And pray, when you've done that, you would pray. But there's a package here associated with prayer. It's not just pray every when, but the package says, having prayed, verse 18, give thanks in all circumstances.
对,这里就是有一个打包,打包就是在下面的第十八节说,你凡事感恩,不管你是祷告什么,你要感恩。
And remember now, that that means, among other things, give thanks with every response to your prayer that the Lord sends to you.
这里意味着呢,给任何的事情, 就算是神给你的任何的祷告的应允,你都谢恩,
Sometimes you'll find it's easy to give thanks.
有时候呢,你发现很容易去谢恩,
because you got the answer to prayer for which you were praying.
因为你找到了你祷告的,要祷告的答案。
Sometimes it's hard to give thanks because you didn't get the answer you wanted.
有时候是很难谢恩,是为什么呢?因为你得到的应允是不,你不想要。So,
which answer gets the greatest thanks? The answer that's what you want, or the answer that's not what you want? Which one should you be more thankful for?
所以任何哪一个你应该更感恩呢?是一个是你得到的,你想要的,一个是你没有得到,你想要的,哪一件你更应该感恩呢?
And the answer is both of them.
当然是两样,你都要干。
God is good. He knows what he's doing. You'll be happy and you ask him for what it is you think you should have. And then whatever he gives you, you say thank you.
因为神是两生的,他知道他在做什么,你就去求你要求的东西,但是不管神给了你什么,那你就非要。
The child has got to learn that. Child's got to learn that he doesn't always get his own way.
所以孩子要学习这个。孩子因为通常呢，他们不会以他们的方式去做事。
And he's got to be thankful for the Brussels sprouts and the ice cream.
他同样呢，要为那个笤帚打他那个笤帚的和冰激凌的献上感恩。
And the Christian the same. Now, why do we give thanks in everything?
所以基督徒说呢，为什么我们要为每件事献上感恩呢？
The answer in verse 18 is very simple. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
这答案在第十八节是非常简单，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
After you've prayed, everything that happens is God's provision for you. It is His best for you.
因为你祷告以后，神的任何的供应都是从神来的，都是对你来说是最好的。
And it isn't just God's will for you, it's God's will in Christ Jesus for you.
也不光是神在你里面的旨意，而是神的在基督耶稣里向你们定的旨意。
Remember now that God loves you so much that Jesus actually died for you in order to give you the very best.
所以呢，你要记住，神如此的爱你们，甚至呢，主耶稣基督啊，为你而死，这样可以给你最好的。
And so when you pray, you say thank you for every response of God because you know that that is the best.For you at this time.
所以呢，当你祷告的时候呢，你向神的任何给你的回应呢，献上感恩，因为你知道这是在你这一刻神给你的最好的东西。
Now, the next verse 19 says, "Don't put out the Spirit's fire."
就是九节说不要消灭圣灵的感动。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思?
Well, it means the Holy Spirit of God is doing a work. Where is His good work?
因为这是呢神的圣灵在做工，他的良善的工在哪里做呢?
His good work is in you, isn't it?
他的良善的工是在你里。
That's what the Holy Spirit is doing.He's in the world today, and he's working in every single Christian heart.
这就是圣灵的工作，圣灵在当今世界里，在每一个基督徒的心里做工。
Now the Spirit of God is likened to oil, and the Spirit of God is likened to breath, and the Spirit of God is likened to fire.
因为那个神的圣灵呢是像那个油，神的圣灵呢也就像那个刷子，神的圣灵呢也就像那个火。
So the question would be, what does fire do?
所以问题是呢，那个火怎么做什么事情呢？
And I can think of three main things that fire does.
我可以想出三件主要的火能引起的事情。
Number one,It brings light.
第一个呢，带来光。
That's what the Spirit of God wants to do in your life. He just wants to bring lots of light.
这就是神的圣灵在你的人生中要做的，他要在你的人生带来大量的光。
Why does the Spirit of God answer your prayers the way He does? He answers them in order that you might understand Him more.And that you might have more light and wisdom in what you do.
为什么神的圣灵应允你的祷告用那种方式呢？他就是说，让你在里面，你的里面，你会更理解圣灵，然后在里面有更多的光，有更多的智慧。
And sometimes he postpones giving you some good things in order that when he gives them to you, you'll understand what he's doing. He gives them to you on a schedule that will give you light and understanding.
因为他为什么有时候推迟给你想要的东西，推迟回应呢？ 就是这推迟当你得到的时候你会理解，这样理解的话呢，你会在你里面，在你的思维里有更多的光，这样的光呢让你能更多的理解他为什么这么做。
What else does fire do?
那另外的火做什么呢？
Well, fire gives warmth.
所以呢火给你警告。
And there are times when you need that.
所以当你有你需要。
We were looking a couple of weeks ago at Paul's shipwreck in Acts chapter 27. After the rain, sorry, after the shipwreck, after the distress of the shipwreck, and all the wind and the waves and everything, and then being thrown into the ocean, and then in the rain that followed, when these 276 men were soaking wet, what did they do?
因为我们在那个几个星期之前提到了这个呢，就是当使徒保罗他们那个船要沉的时候，当他们很多人一起在那个船上经历了飓风巨浪，他们掉到海里，然后他们全打湿了时候，他们在做什么呢？
Okay, they built a fire. Snake came out of the fire, almost killed Paul, they thought, but it didn't. But the fire was there in order to warm them and to rebuild them.
因为他们就生了火，这个火呢使他让他们变得温暖，这样他们围着火去他们都要温暖。刚才我翻错了，他不是警告是温暖，可以温暖你是火的第二眼。
Okay, what's the third thing? Third benefit of fire.
第三件火的是什么事情呢？
It burns up the bad stuff.
把那坏的东西烧掉。
Okay, and the wind blew. And blew all kinds of limbs down from the trees. What do I do with it?
因为那个大风一吹，把所有的那个树上的枯叶子都吹下来了，我们怎么做呢？
I pick it up, put it on a fire and burn it and all the bad stuff is gone.
因为我们把它搞在一起，然后用火一点，所有的坏的东西都烧完了。
Fire is a wonderful purifying agent. It burns up the bad. That's what 1 Corinthians chapter 3 is all about. The fire will burn up the bad in order to bring out the good.
所以火呢是一个体面东西，极其好的一个东西，就是在《哥林多前书》里讲的是怎么的，当火一烧，把那些坏的东西，不好的东西全部烧掉了，对，把好的东西炼出来。
Now that's what the Spirit of God wants to do in your life.
这是神的圣灵在你的人生中要做的。
Are you happy he wants to do it?
你高兴他要这么去做吗？
You say yep.
你说是。
You go right ahead, Lord. You want to give me more light, you want to give me more heat, you want to get rid of all that junk, you go right ahead.
你说主啊，你去做吧，你去做，你要把我们在我的人生里点亮光，要给我温暖，要把那些坏的事情都烧掉，你就做吧主。
But it would be possible to quench the fire of the Spirit. That would be to take a great big bucket of cold water and pour it on the fire.
因为这是呢，也有可能你就是去把那个火烧掉，灭掉，熄灭掉是什么意思呢？你提大桶水，然后呢，火上一浇，火就灭了。
Now in the context of what we're studying, what would you have to do to pour water on the Spirit of God's fire?
你在我们上下文里，你要做什么，你就把神的圣灵的火浇灭了。
You could say, God, I didn't want this. I asked you for another answer to prayer. You didn't give it to me. You didn't give me what I wanted. You gave me something else. I don't like that.
你说神呢，你并没给我想要的，我祷告的是这样的东西，所以你不给我的是我现在我不想要的，所以我不喜欢这个。
You could say that, but that's just like pouring water on the good fire.
所以你可以那么去说，但是你说的呢，就像你把一桶水浇在一个好的火上面。
So pray everyone and give thanks for every answer Because you want the Spirit of God to do His good work. That's why.
因为任何时候你都要祷告，祷告呢，给任何事情，凡事祷告，这就是神的圣灵要在你的人生里所做。
Is that wonderful?
这是很奇妙的吗?
Yeah, that's pretty good news.
这是一个好消息。
What comes next?
下一步什么?
Do not treat prophecies with contempt.
因为不要藐视先知的讲论。
What's that mean?
这个什么意思?
Well, you're in a difficulty, and you pray, and the Lord sends an answer, and you say, thank you, but I don't really understand.
因为你在你的人生的困苦时期，你祷告，祷告神给你一个回应，给一个应允，你说，但是主啊，我不理解这个应允。
And then you read your Bible, and you come across some truth in the Bible, and you say, you know, I kind of think that's what God is doing with me. Same thing as He did with Moses, Elijah, whoever it was in the story you were reading. And when you see that prophecy in the Bible, don't turn it away. Say, Lord, I think you sent that for me.
因为你就是读你的圣经，你不理解，说你读的圣经里面一件故事的时候呢，你就说，哎，这个好像是去写给我的，不管那个是当时写给摩西、以利亚，而其他人的，你就说，哎，主啊，这个故事就是好像我不理解，你写给我听的。
Now the prophecy may come from the Bible. Prophecy may not. The prophecy may very well come from your brother or your sister.
所以呢，那些先知呢，也可以从圣灵里出来，也可能从你的弟兄姊妹里面那里来。
And it could be that your brother and sister say to you, you know, I think you could learn from this situation you're in, and they give you some of what they might call wisdom.
因为事实上，你的弟兄姊妹呢，可以跟你说，你可以在你现在这种状况下学到什么。他们这个有可能是被称之为智慧的，从他们来。Now
it says, don't you treat that with contempt. You take what they say seriously. Could be that the Spirit of God is teaching them how to teach you, encouraging you from the words of Scripture. Don't treat the prophecies that come in the distresses that follow life and the answer to prayer. Don't you treat them with contempt. Take it all very seriously.
所以不要藐视那些先知的讲的，不要藐视你从你的弟兄姊妹来的给你的劝告，因为你要非常认真的去对待。这有可能是神通过你的弟兄姊妹来告诉你这件事情，所以你非要非常严肃的去对待。这也许就是从神来的。But
the next verse says 21, test everything, hold on to the good.
第二节说呢，但凡事查验。
So if I've got a problem, and you can see that I've got a problem, you might come to me and say, now, Harold, I think you've got this. I think if you do this, that would be very wise. What am I going to say?
我有问题，你看出我有问题来了，你就来说， Harold, 你可能这么做，对你来好，那你怎么说呢？
Well, I'm going to say thank you very, very much. I think the Lord told you to say that to me, and that's very, very kind. Thank you for being concerned about me.
我就说呢，哎，你这样的非常友好，因为我认为呢是主让你来告诉我这样的事情，所以非常感谢你跟我这么讲。
And then the question is, should I do what you told me to do or not?
问题是呢，他告诉我要做的事情，我应该做还是不做？
And I may have to say, well, I think that what they said was wise, but I'm not sure. I'm going to have to test what they say against the truth of Scripture and the knowledge of God that I have. I'm going to test everything, and I'm going to hold on to what's good. I'll thank God for the things that I was told that aren't that good because they came with good intentions, but I must hold on to what is truly good. I'll test that in the light of God.
这个非常好，这个人呢，他告诉我怎么做呢？我就是要去查验，我要去检验，检验就是说，在圣经里，在神的真理里看呢，这件事情是不是我应该去做的。所以我跟那个告诉我的人说呢，你告诉我的非常好，但是呢，我要去把这个事情查验一下，我要去检验一下，到底是不是我该做这件事情，是不是从神的智慧来的。
In the great circumstances of life, the difficult circumstances that the Thessalonians were facing, the issue was not simply, do you pray or not? The issue is, when you pray, do you react to the response of that prayer properly or not? There's a whole lot more to prayer than simply saying, Lord, help me today. Thank you. Amen.
因为在当时呢，提斯文家人他们有很多困难的事儿，其实这个问题呢是他们要不要祷告，他们祷告了以后呢，对那个祷告的回应要不要做出正确的反应，所以呢，他就说呢，哎，主啊，今天我有问题啊，我祷告完了，Amen.
So the question would be, verse 21, how would you test everything?
所以呢，问题在21节，你是怎么去凡事查验呢？
The answer is twofold. Number one, you would hold on to what is good. And number two, you would avoid any appearance of evil. Every kind of evil you would avoid.
因为那个问题就是善美的要持守，各样的恶事呢，要禁戒不做，任何的恶事你都不要禁戒。
That becomes the test of all action, especially the action that would follow earnest prayer.
所以呢，这就是那一切的行动，特别是呢，在你切切的祷告以后的那些行动。
Okay, does that sound pretty good?
这听起来不错吗？
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
是的，是的。
You say, I pray about something, and then whatever happens is good. I prayed about it, and therefore it doesn't matter what happens. God will make it good. He's told me how to evaluate it. He's told me to give thanks. Everything is good.
那你就说呢，我祷告了，这件事我已经祷告过了。祷告过了以后呢，我就要向每一件事献上感恩，因为每一件事我祷告了以后，每一件事都是好的。就算是每件事神都会变成好的。
That's why mommy says to Johnny, now, when you go to bed, you must say your prayers.
这就是妈妈跟Johnny说呢，当你睡觉的时候，你要祷告。
Why does she say that?
为什么她那么说呢?
Well, there are multitudes of reasons. One of them is this, she wants Johnny to have a good sleep.
所以有很多事情他要他教你们做，因为其中一件他要教你睡得睡一个好觉。And
so Johnny prays when he goes to sleep. He says, "Now God's going to look after all my problems. I think I'm going to have a good sleep."
因为小姐她先睡觉，她说我已经祷告了，神会那个照顾我所有的问题，所以我会睡得很好。And
you and I say the same thing.
你和我都是这么去说的。Now
what is the context of all this? Verse 23.
你这上下文是什么关系呢？第23节
It says, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through.
第23节说愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣。
What's that mean?
这什么意思?
That means God's plan for you is not a partial retrofit, it is a complete new job.
因为实际上呢，这就是神他给你的使命呢，并不是一个简单的那种应允，而是一个全部的要完成的工作。
I've got an old car.
我有一个老车。
I take it into the mechanic. I say, can you fix this?
然后我拿着车行去，我说你能修好吗？
He says, yes, I could.
他说我会。
I say, how much is it going to cost?
我说要花多少钱？
Sometimes he says, probably more than you paid for the car in the first place.
有时候他会说，那可能比你买一辆新车还贵。
Okay. I say, well, I don't know that I really want you to do that. And he said, you don't have to, but it's still going to look bad, and it'll sound bad, and it won't work very well.
因为他说，我说呢，我可能不会花钱来修，但是他说，你没必要花钱来修，但你的车呢，就会越来越糟糕，听着噪音越来越大，甚至就不工作了。
So I get saved. And I come to the Lord Jesus and I say, Lord, thank you for saving me. He says, no problem. I'm going to make you new.
因为我得救了。我来到主面前说感谢主啊，您救了我。他说不要担心，我会把你变成一个完崭新的人。
I'll make you brand new, Harold. That's what he says.
我会把你变成一个崭新的 Harold, 就是他说。
And I say, oh, don't worry, Lord, the fender isn't falling off completely. It just looks funny, but it'll be okay.
因为我说主啊主啊，你别关心那些排气的就要掉下来了，掉下来它只是。
He says, no, Harold, I'm going to make you a collector's item.
他说没有 ，Harold, 我要把你变成一个限量版。
I say, how much is that going to cost?
我说这个要费多少钱呢？
He says, well, Harold, it probably costs a fair amount. I'll pay, but you just have to be patient.
主说呢，那个要花很大很大的价钱，但是你不要担心，我会付这个钱的价钱的，你只要保持耐心就行。
What is God's plan? His plan is to sanctify us completely.
神的计划是什么呢？神的计划呢，是我们全然成圣。
Some people say it, you know, it comes like costs like this. They say, I'm not perfect, you know.
有些人他来这么说，他说我并不完美，你知道吗？
And what do you say in response to that?
你怎么去说？你说什么？你应该怎么去说
？You say, Lord, you just keep on working, please, because He wants perfect children.And if you're not perfect, he's got some more work to do. And it's probably going to take time. He'll pay the price. But it might be persecution, like the Thessalonians had, that's going to affect the result that he wants.
因为你就说呢，主吧，你就保持工作，因为我不完美。神要一个完美的孩子，所以你有很多工作要做，你必须一直那么做。就但是呢，神会付那个价钱的，会代价的。但是呢，在这中间呢，就有那个迫害，就像当时提斯人家人一样，他们刚得救以后，他们的那个迫害啊，那些痛苦随之而来了。
How complete is the renovation that he wants to do in you?
所以他要怎么完完全全的把你重新装修一下。
Verse 23 goes on and says, May your whole spirit, soul,and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
于是呢，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我们主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指摘。
Okay, so the rapture is coming pretty soon.
所以呢，那个教会被提马上就要来了。
What condition are you and I going to be in when he comes?
所以呢，你和我在是会处在一种什么样的状况下，当主耶稣来的时候呢
？Well, he wants my whole spirit and my whole soul and my whole body to be blameless at his coming.
所以他要当主耶稣来的时候，他要我们的灵、我们的魂、我们整个的身子、整个这一切完全无可指摘。
So, some people wonder why they live so long.
有些人呢奇怪他为什么活那么久。
And the answer is because God's got a lot of work to do.
问题呢，答案就是这个神在这个人身上有很多工要做。
How much does God care for you? How much does God care for me? Enough to make sure that we are blameless at His coming.
神在你身上要做多少工，在我身上要做多少工，这样呢，在他来的时候，我们是完全无可指摘的呢。
And I have to say, Lord, I'm pretty slow learner, you know.
我会说呢，主啊，我是个学得很慢的人，知道。
And if you want me to be blameless in spirit, soul, and body, there's still a lot of work to do.
如果你要让我在灵和魂和身体上完全无可指摘，你有很大量的工作要在我身上做。
How is he going to do the work?
怎么去做那样的工作呢？
Answer by responding to our prayer his way and not my way.
因为这个他做工的方式就是应用我们的祷告用神的方式而不是用我们的方式来回应。
And it's usually he responds because he's got a larger plan, a bigger plan, and a longer term plan than we have.
因为神应验祷告的方式呢，通常呢就是他有一个更大的计划、更长的计划、更完美的计划，比我们的计划。
We usually see things in a very short time frame. I want this and this and this.
我们通常呢是非常短视的。我们在这里说呢，我想在这个时期我要这，我要这，我要这。
God says, my objective is much more long-term, and I don't have three aspects in my objective. I've got hundreds of things that I intend to accomplish in you. Be patient, Harold, and say thank you for every answer to prayer.
因为我神说我的计划比你的计划要长得多，我在你的人生里不只是说是这三个点，我就一百多个点在这里。所以呢，Harold，你要有耐心，你就等着，你要凡事感恩，凡事献上感恩。So
what is the appropriate order in our lives? What's important?
你在我们的人生中，那个秩序顺序是什么样的？什么是最重要的？
And if you speak to people in the world who understand some things about God, they will often say, you know, we are body, soul, and spirit.
因为如果你去跟那些世界上的人，他知道一点点关于神的事情，说神是什么样的，他会说呢，我们是有灵魂和身体。
And they say that because... Excuse me. They say that because the most important thing from my perspective is my body.
所以他们那么就说呢，从我的观点，对我来说最重要的是我的身体。
And the second most important thing is my soul, which relates to the world and the people around me.
所以第二重要的呢，是我的灵魂。 这个灵魂呢，是和我周围的人交流的这样一个东西。
And many people in the world completely forget the fact that they are a spirit and they must relate to God, the Holy Spirit.
因为很多人呢，他完完全全忘记了他里面有灵，他的那个灵呢，是和我们这个极其圣洁的神交流的这样一个圣灵。
Now what is God's priority order?
所以神的那个，他的主要的那个顺序是什么样的？
His order is spirit, soul, and body.
他的那个顺序呢，就是灵魂身体。
Okay, I got a sore foot. Is that important? Yeah.
我的脚肿了，这个是很重要吗？是的。
But what is far more important is how I relate to you. And far more important than that is how I relate to God. And if I've got a sore foot, I got a sore foot. But that's not the most important thing.
因为这个呢是我和你之间的关系，比我一个脚的肿更重要。
然后呢，我神之间的关系比我和你之间的关系更重要，那你的脚肿了就肿了，还有比你脚肿了更重要的。
But in his sovereignty and in his grace, he cares about my spirit, my soul, and my body. He doesn't ignore any of them, but he does place them in the right order.
所以呢，是在神的绝对的主权里面，他是关心我们的。他首先关心我们灵，他首先再关心我们魂，再关心我们的身体。他是这么一个顺序，他不是说完全不关心你的身体，他是关心你的身体，所以这个顺序是这么下来的。
All right, is that a big project?
这是一个很大的项目吗
？Okay, I told you about my car.If you're going to make my car like a brand new car, I'll tell you right now, that's going to be a big project.
因为我告诉你关于我的车，你要把我的车现在完全变成崭新的，这是一个极大的项目。
Is it going to be a big project to make me like Jesus?
你把我变成像我们主耶稣基督那样是一个大的项目吗？
It's a big project.
这是一个非常大的项目。
Have you ever started out in a big project and never finished it?
你有没有从来
Have you ever started out in a big project and never finished it?
如果你从一直有一个很大的项目，你已经开始了，但是你从来没有完成过，你有没有这样的事在你人生中？你举手。
Okay, Roy raised his hand. Anybody else?
有没有其他人举手？
Two. What about the rest of you?
有其他人有没有？
Three.
三个。
Three. Yeah. Okay. Four. Now you're talking. Okay. Is God going to fail in his project?
神会完不成他的项目吗？
What's verse 24 say?
24节怎么说的？
The one who calls you is faithful.And what's it say? He will do it.
第二世界呢，招你们来的本是信实的，他会怎么做呢？他必成这事。
That exciting?
这是让你兴奋吗
？That cause you to want to pray?
所以这个会让你要祷告吗
？So we commented on all these verses except verse 16.Go back to verse 16. What's it say?
今天我们在这里一直在讲这个第十六节，在第十六节讲了什么？
It says, "Rejoice evermore, be thankful, all be joyous always." Why is the Christian joyful?
因为人要常常喜乐。那为什么基督徒会很喜乐呢？
Because God is doing a good work, and if we keep praying.He will guarantee the completion of his good work. Yippee!
现在实际上呢，神在做一个极大的项目。如果我们一直不住的祷告呢，他会极大的完成这样一个项目。我们会说 Yippee!
Did the Thessalonians have a hard life?
那个提斯罗尼迦人他们的生活很艰难吗？
Were they prone to discouragement?
他们有没有
Did they feel like giving up and stop working?
他们有没有就是放弃而且停止工作呢？是。
What did they do? They said, God is faithful and he will do it. Let's go.
他们怎么说呢？他们说神是信实。
Alright, that's the end of our story here in terms of time.Next week we'll finish off and we'll get into 2 Thessalonians. It's a different book, but it's the same theme. Just going to carry on the logic. Tell us more about all about it.
我们今天就停留在这里，然后下个星期呢，我们开始上提斯罗尼迦后书。提斯罗尼迦后书呢，基本上的主题跟提斯罗尼迦前书是一样的，我们会继续的学下去。
Time for a very short question.
还有一点点时间问一个短短的问题。
啊，我问一个，就是那个第，就 在基让你们完全无可指摘，就是在我主耶稣基督降临的时候，第23节的后半部分，我们怎么可能最后是完全无可指摘呀？
Okay, so Sharon's question is in the last part of verse 23.
Yep.
That keep blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So they said be kept blameless. How could it be possible to be blameless?
Okay, I had to try that. Try the last part again, just to make sure I've got it.
Yeah. So she said we have to be blameless, but she said it is not possible to be kept blameless.
不是，就是我们每个人都是罪人，不可能，就到临死他也不可能是一个完全的人，这是做不到的。那他说保守你们在耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指摘。我觉得作为罪人他怎么能够做得到呢？我就是这个不太明白。
She said, we're all sinners. So we are not perfect.
Yeah.
So how could be in the last minutes we are perfect, we are blameless?
Okay, that's a very good question. And Sharon, do you have a good enough memory to raise it next week?
所以他这是个好问题，你要你的记忆足够好，下个星期把这个问题再提。
Okay, I think it's too important to try to answer in just a minute or two. We'll give it some prayerful thought and try to get you a better answer for next week.
那这个问题呢是
Very good question.
这是一个非常好非常重要的问题，所以我们不准备用一两分钟的时间来回答，因为在一两分钟之间回答不了这个问题，所以呢我们也要祷告为你呢下个星期给你一个更好的更完整的答案。
All right. Let's have a word of prayer and we'll go this evening for this afternoon and the Lord blesses.
Lord. 祷告。对。
Lord, we want to thank you for the promises of the Bible.
主要我们要为圣经里的应允献上感应许献上感恩。
And sometimes you not only make a promise, but you explain the mechanisms around the promise, and we thank you for doing that regarding prayer.
因为有时候您不光是给我们应许，而且你在应许里面也给我们其他的一些例子来告诉我们这样的应许是可以实现的。
So Lord, help us, and help us in particular to be blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以主啊，请帮助我们在主耶稣基督来的时候，我们无可指摘。
Help us, Lord, not only to understand what that means, but to live it. This is our prayer.
因为帮助我们不光去理解那个，也把那个活出来，这就是我们今天的祷告。
So Lord, we just commit it all to you. We give thanks now for your goodness. We pray your blessing upon us each one.
因为我们献上感恩，我们祷告是您赐福给我们，赐福给我们每一个人。
We give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Very good. Thank you. Thank you all. We'll see you next Tuesday, Lord willing. See you before then too, but we'll see you next Tuesday, Lord willing. Thank you all.
Thank you. 谢谢大家，下个星期二见。
Thank you, Harold.
之前也见。
Thank you.
谢谢大家，
再见。
Thank you. 谢谢老白呀。
谢谢你们
辛苦啊！哇，这一个半小时，
谢谢你们，
烧脑啊！
对对对。